just because of the manager, no other reason. I know Darren well. He's a personal friend and he's been ringing my phone for ages for the last 2 weeks. I was like, it's too early, mate. There might be other opportunities. And then I just sat down and thought about it. I thought to myself, I don't really want to travel anywhere. I live in Nottingham, so it's probably about 45 minutes away. So I don't want to be traveling all around the country. I got 2 kids. They're at Nottingham Forest Academy, so I want to spend as much time as them. It was a no-brainer, to be fair.
And how do you know Darren? What's the connection there?
Just playing against him all the years, and then we've become friends, and we go out quite a lot in Birmingham and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's the connection. And his enthusiasm to do well at this club, I know what he wants to do, and that's why I'm here. If I didn't think he would be successful, and I'm not, I've heard people say mid-table is a success this next season. It's not. Well, I'm not doing settling for that, because I don't want to come here and be one of those mid-table things, especially here now. You want to win things here.
It's a big challenge for him. Obviously, it's his first managerial job, and you'll be looking to help him as much as possible.
Yeah, I'll be helping him for sure. I'll help if, give my advice and maybe on the training pitch, you know, and maybe take a few sessions and stuff like that. So I'll definitely help him because he's still learning, I'm still learning. And I just think good combination, like, to work with him. As I say, I like the enthusiasm in the manager. If a manager's just there to take it in his stride now, but he wants to win, and I think he wants to bring in winners, and I'm a winner. I've always been like that in my career, so hopefully we can start winning here.
And what's the motivation still for you to be playing non-league now?
I know everyone says it. I love football. I always love football. I always have, and I don't know if I stop playing until my body can't take it anymore. I do like it, obviously, and I'm enjoying it. So I just thought to myself, I want to play more. Obviously, I played at Exeter, but I wasn't playing as much as I wanted to, and I don't think there was League Two now going for younger options, which is fair enough. So I just thought to myself, if I can bring my experience here and add it here, it'll be a bonus to some of the youngsters there and obviously to the management staff.
And of course, this part of the world more broadly, just up the road, Birmingham, you played there and at Coventry too. So yeah. You know this area quite well.
Yeah, yeah, I've done well at both of them clubs. So I kind of enjoy it. I know this part of the world, yeah. So I feel like I'm an adopted Brummie anyway. So it's all right. Yeah, but I do know the area, and I've always done well at my other clubs there. So hopefully I could do well here.
And 10's your lucky number. You got that shirt secured for next season?
I hope so. I need to speak to him. But yeah, 10 is my lucky number. As you know, many a times, yeah, it is my lucky number. But I've got to an age now where I don't really worry about numbers. As long as you're in the 1 to 11, I think that's the most important thing.
Because at Birmingham and Coventry, you had the little plus in between
nine,
the 1 plus.
Because I came too late and everyone had, someone had took the number 10 and I said to the managers, can I have it? They were like, we'll just put a plus in it. But I think the PFA or the FA didn't really like it, so I had to change it. So, but no, any number will do me as long as I'm playing. And the main thing is to come and basically help Darren out here and help with the youngsters and try and progress this club forward.
Because there's big plans here. We obviously look out the window and the pitch is being completely redeveloped, and that's just the start of the plans.
Yeah, you don't even get that in some League Two or League One, the pitch being done. So you can tell they're looking to kick this club on. I think in another 2-3 years, I think it could go far. So hopefully me here being there, I could help it out, and you know, and me, Darren, and the other coaching staff can kick the club forward, and that's what I'm trying to do. But first and foremost, I want to just do well on the football pitch. That's what my aim is.
And kick on towards promotion, that's the aim?
Yeah, well, I'm not coming here to be a mid-table team. I've said that I don't want to be a mid-table team. It'd be difficult because maybe he's losing a lot of players. I haven't spoke to him about that, and he'll have to bring in his own players. But as I said, the players that are coming, they're going to have to work because I know what he's like, and he won't put up with nothing because he wants to be successful.
And you drag the other players along with you, Clinton. You're that sort of character, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I'll be the life and soul of anything in there, so it will be good. And just gotta wait and see what happens. I'll try and be myself. You'll see me on the pitch. I want to win. I'll be trying my hardest. Obviously, I'm not no spring chicken anymore, so hopefully I've got someone beside me who can do all my running and I can be the clever one getting on the ball. But nah, I've come here for a reason, not to just to make up the numbers or just to be here and stuff like that. I've come here to win things, and hopefully we can do that in our first season.
And Darren's ex-Villa, your ex-Blues, of course. There'll be a few Villa players in the dressing room, no doubt, or Villa fans, I should say.
Yeah.
So the banter will be flying, won't it?
It will be flying, but Birmingham are winning that all day long. When I was there, I used to score against them. We beat them many times, and now Villa are in the Championship. So at least there'll be derbies next season. So maybe we can play here and then go and watch them when Villa are playing Birmingham a few times. But no, there'll be good banter. It was always good playing against Villa fans, hopefully a few. You coming down here and watch me and encourage me, or we'll see what happens.